Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AM, FM, and.com. Let's run down the guests that we'll have for you here until 8 o'clock tonight. Amos Morrell III, he'll recap LSU's pro timing day. Ja'Marr Chase put up some crazy numbers. So did Jacoby Stevens. LSU coach Paul Menary stops by at 5:10. The Tigers open a three-game series tomorrow in Baton Rouge against number one-ranked Vanderbilt. LSU trying to recover from a 1-5 start in conference play. Going all in on the draft. In the 6 o'clock hour with NFL draft analyst Mike Dettillier for the entire 6 to 7 o'clock hour. Jake Madison hosts the Locked On Pelicans podcast at 7:10 and our NASCAR report with Tim Zimmer at 7:35. As we're hearing so much positivity, in particular this state with the COVID vaccinations, do you think the Superdome Tiger Stadium will be full capacity this season? And more importantly, I know that's up to Mayor Cantrell, the governor as well, and the local entities, the mayor in Baton Rouge. Would you feel comfortable being fully vaccinated? I heard somebody on CBS Sports last night, I think it was Zach Gelb, that was, I had a hard time processing it just because he said he would still have a little trepidation, even though he's fully vaccinated, about going to an NFL games or college games this fall. Once I'm fully vaccinated, I'd be totally comfortable with it, going to the Superdome or Tiger Stadium. You tell me at 504-260-1870. Would you feel comfortable going to either of those venues once you're fully vaccinated? We'll get the Cajun Cannons take on this in a moment when we step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Amos Morrell III will join us in about 12 minutes to recap LSU's pro timing day. By the way, Ja'Marr Chase looks sensational. So did Jacoby Stevens, had a pretty good day, but we'll get the recap.
Well, he didn't just sit on the couch. Ja'Marr Chase, look, he's ready to roll, and he's going to be as fresh as could be. Christian, you know, Steve Geller does an outstanding job helping us out, and he sent me a text. Hold on, let me get this. He sent a text that talking about, if you look at Ja'Marr Chase, that he's spoken to the Bengals and who are picking at number 5. To me, and he said, on the possibility of reuniting with Joe Burrow, and his quote was, if we go back together, we will try to do nothing but get back our chemistry and have some more fun.
He doesn't get past the Bengals. He's not going to.
Well, but when you think about though, you know, like a division top to bottom, and you look at the Bengals, they've been kind of the whipping boys, so to speak. The team look for Cleveland up and coming. Then you got the tradition of the Steelers and with the Ravens. Boy, talk about going to a tough division. Yeah. Joe Burrow couldn't have gone to a tougher division to try and all of a sudden bring back the glory. What I mean by bring back the glory, kind of like Boomer Esiason. Now, they didn't win a Super Bowl, but they got there.
Yeah.
So, and Joe Burrow was outstanding. So I could see that camaraderie, the relationship between him and Ja'Marr Chase, that's where he could end up getting drafted.
The first three picks are all likely going to be quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
So that number four, number five. Jamar Chase won't make it past fifth to the Bengals.
So that, so you thinking that that's when the Bengals
are
contacted? Yes,
it's a real possibility. You can rest assured. You know this, Bobby. Joe Burrow's going. Yeah, go get the dude.
Well, the trust factor, the confidence, and throwing. Now you didn't have more than one weapon, but the top dog in Jamar Chase. I don't know. You look at a lot of these players working out, you know, pro days and all that. Are the players getting faster, or is it just year-round training? I mean,
I think that they are getting faster and bigger. You go look at, I mean,
bigger, faster, stronger.
Just go look at when you played. I mean, these offensive linemen, partly because of the pads have changed, right? These offensive linemen aren't wearing nearly these bulky pads they used to.
The old neck roll.
Yeah.
Does anybody even have a neck roll?
I don't see it.
I don't think they have that anymore.
I haven't seen that. That's a good
point.
They don't
even wear knee pads.
Rarely.
You look what they're wearing below the waist. As far as, you know, used to have thigh pads, and then you'd have knee pads. You remember the old school? Then you had the hip pads. You even had the old tailbone.
The tailbone pad.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. Ricky Jackson didn't wear knee pads, though, did he? Or thigh pads?
No. He wore now, you had to wear pads, but what he did, he, like in your kitchen, you know, when you use a little sponge?
Yeah.
That the official said, well, you got to put some thigh pads. And Ricky said, I have some thigh pads. He just put like these little sponges in his thighs because nobody would never hit him in the thigh.
Yeah,
his hands are so strong he would keep him away from his leg and stuff. But you go, I have thigh pads.
That's a trip. Getting back to our original conversation, Bobby. Given the positivity that we've seen about the vaccination rollout here in Louisiana, right? We're at a good, really good pace,
right?
And you just got your second shot the other day, so you're nearing.
I got my second shot actually yesterday, and you say, "Oh, you might get sick after your second shot." Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Might have been in my mind. I felt a little tired.
Yeah,
but other than that, they got ibuprofen or something. I'm fine.
So you're nearly fully vaccinated.
You still got to wait 2 weeks.
That's why I said nearly, the
middle of April. So
nonetheless, by the fall when football starts, you will be fully vaccinated.
And I'll be very confident to go out in public.
Even Tiger Stadium or the Superdome?
Yes, I'm all right now. Some other son of a gun who didn't want to get vaccinated. You get sick, you get sick. That's your fault. If you have a chance to get vaccinated and you don't want to and you get sick, well, that's shame on you.
I'm with you.
I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I look at it the exact same way.
I'll gladly go anywhere.
Do you know how many vaccines I have on board lifetime for my military days? I mean, like... I've got just about everyone that's possibly. I have a vaccination.
And you haven't even gone overseas, right?
Well, in the military, I did. Yeah.
Okay, you did. Where did you go?
Okinawa.
Oh, okay. So you went.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to get malaria shot and all
kinds
of stuff.
I got anthrax. I got a vaccination against anthrax.
Okay. Right,
so I have no. In the military, you don't have a choice. I don't want that. You know, you're government property. Get in line. Roll up your sleeve. You're getting. And in boot camp, they hit you in both arms as you're going, almost like an assembly line, man.
So you can have two sore shoulders.
Yeah, they don't care about that either.
You know, my right shoulder's all jacked. I have to have surgery.
I can't remember.
But my left shoulder's from the shot.
I can't remember what shot they gave you in the in boot camp, but it's in your left rear butt cheek, and you are sore for about a week. I mean, it is. And think about that. You're walking, you're running,
so
it's sore.
Yeah, you can work that out.
Yeah.
You can just get the blood flowing.
Yeah, but anyway. So I want to hear from the listeners. Would you be comfortable fully vaccinated in a jam-packed Tiger Stadium, or at least majority full Tiger Stadium and majority full Superdome? I heard Zach Gelb on CBS last night saying, I don't know, I'd still be uncomfortable. And I'm thinking, why? If you're fully vaccinated, do you not trust the vaccination? I heard him, and I'm going, I mean, I can't wait to be fully vaccinated and then be able to go to an NFL stadium, whether it's a Superdome
or
Baton Rouge or Tiger
Was he worried about the mutation of a future virus? But if you are vaccinated, then you might have to get another vaccination. I mean, just go with the flow. People say, like, oh, I'm not getting vaccinated. What did they put a computer chip to track me? What? A computer? Do you have a phone? I got a smartphone in 2018. If they want to find you, they can find you. The government can find you wherever you're at.
They can't insert a chip through. Do you see how small that needle is? It's tiny.
But even, I'm just saying, in theory, you know, QAnon or whatever it might be, even if that would occur, oh, no, that's too much the government control. You never know what they're going to put in your arm. What? Come on. I like science. I'm glad we have science. Think about before they had the polio vaccine. You can go. They didn't even know what caused a yellow fever malaria in New Orleans back in the day. And think about, oh, they thought it might be the swamps or what you. No, the mosquito and all what came about. No, that's why you got to be educated and just be open-minded. I mean, you have to look at yourself and society.
And you lost a family member through this. So
listen, that's why somebody was to say, and Christian, I'm always the glass half full. Uh-huh. And that's why I was kind of standoffish. Like my dad was one of the first 100 people in Louisiana to die from COVID on March 28th. He passed away. He was 81 years of age. Now, he had a couple of strokes and all that. So I was really leery of the exposure. I didn't want to get sick. You know what's crazy, Christian? When I was at the point where, when can you get your vaccine? Okay, you know, like the age group and all that. And then when Governor John Bel Edwards said, well, one category was, are you classified as obese? No, I'm not 300 some pounds. And I'm a big dude, but I was classified as obese. I go, what?
Your BMI.
I could step up early in the line because I'm obese. Christian, I can tell you this. Now in a month, I've lost 13 pounds.
That's great.
Because I start saying, what? My mind has started clicking. I'm a former professional athlete. I'm now classified as obese. You got to be freaking kidding me. So that right there just motivated me to go to work out. And a lot of people who are dying, everybody has to look in the mirror. As Americans, you know, you never want to be hungry. But there's a difference from being hungry and being obese. So we all have to address that issue as society, whether you have COVID or not. It's just for your health going forward that, you know, the one thing, you know, I think we have to do, and down here in Louisiana and around the country in America, we just eat because it tastes good. Are you really hungry? Probably not. If you could be disciplined enough, because I wolf my food down. And I said, okay, if I could just slow down and just eat and wait 20 minutes, then it triggers in your brain that you are full.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, well, I don't have to eat that extra helping. Or I can eat a smaller plate instead of the big plate. No, yeah. Come on. You know, it's just those little bitty decisions. I think I got a text, Chris. It might have been like a week and a half ago. And you know what's the craziest thing? People don't like to work out. I don't feel like going to work out. But that text we got was like, what you have to do is like eat less and move. Now, not everybody, they might have a handicap. They can't move. Maybe their knees or ankles or whatever. But if you're moving, and just don't be a couch potato. If you're moving and you eat less, then you're heading in the right direction.
Well, if you're eating less of just pure crap, that's not going to help. You got to put some nutritional value in there as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stay away from processed stuff.
Processed and
sodas. You'll be amazed if you stay away from processed foods how much weight you can lose.
Well, the thing is, you can't say, well, I don't like the way that tastes. You could say, like, broccoli. I remember Hokie would even say, I'm not a rabbit. I don't want to eat all that greens, broccoli, and all that stuff. But if you're eating something for the taste, how can you say blueberries don't taste good? I like almonds.
We've turned into the nutrition show.
You know, how you eat nuts. I mean, it's like so many things. But that's what the athletes do. Look what Tom Brady and everybody does, Drew Brees. And now you might say, well, they have their own personal chef. Well, you could be disciplined enough when you're going to the grocery store and just putting foods in, like a banana. I mean,
I love bananas.
Yeah. I mean, now, Christian, I ate so many bananas in my life that I got sick of it because I was eating so many damn bananas. Yeah, that you constantly are cramping and do all that. But now, you know, just I don't say you got to eat a dozen bananas, but just eat a banana or half a banana. That's better than eating a bag of chips. And you know how I like chips.
Oh, yes, you
do. I'm not necessarily a sweet guy, but I love the salt, maybe the chips. So that's one thing I told my wife, well, don't buy chips in the house that I won't eat it. Because I'm not disciplined enough. The chips are there that I want to eat chips. Lay's potato chips. I don't know what they got in there. It's like crack or whatever. Lay's potato chips. You know how they say? Remember this is an old school commercial. You can't eat just one?
Yeah.
Show me the person that can eat one Lay's potato chips if you like chips, Doritos, whatever it might be. But Lay's potato chips, you can't eat just one. I man, you put the whole bag in front of me. Like, take that away from me. I'll eat this whole thing because it tastes so good.
A text here says, what makes you think you're safe? Because I trust the doctors, not just in this country, but around the world, put this thing together, this vaccine. So I trust them. So that's how I feel safe.
Well, listen, I want to go back to what's normalcy. I want to go back to that whole human experience, the fans interacting. But you know what? They can have haves and have nots. How can you convince people that this is for your own good and society to get vaccinated? That's what we have to push. Because we still, COVID's not going away. Remember I told you the Spanish flu lasted 20 months? So what are we at right now? We're at 13 months?
Roughly.
So it's not just going to go away. And you talk about like the fourth wave or
well, 13 months that we knew of it being here. There's some thought that it was here long before, a couple months before.
The whole thing, though, is that it's not just going to just disappear. It's not just going to disappear. That some people might pay the consequence because they hard-headed. We got a lot of hard-headed Americans. That they'll be like, nobody's telling me what to do. Then if you get sick, don't go cry to the government or your family. Now you want to be empathetic, sympathetic towards them. But why not do the right thing and avoid that?
We welcome in now Amos Morrell III, WWL digital content producer, a part of the LSU Pro Timing Day. Amos, how are you?
I'm doing well, man, doing well.
So, Jamar Chase, I understand, really impressed.
Oh, absolutely. What did he ran out there, ran a 4.38 in the 40. He said that he was just expecting to get a 4.4. So he was even surprised that he was able to put that time down. Jumped a 41-inch vertical. Another one that he said surprised him. He was thinking he was going to get he said he'd been jumping 39s. He didn't do the bench press today, but there was a video circulating of him doing it at his training facility. He pumped out 22 reps of that. You know, he had a sub-4, three-cone drill. I mean, he just absolutely, you know, all the hype about him being the top receiver in the class, it's just gonna keep going just because of the way he performed today.
Think about that. Michael Jordan's vertical was 42 inches. Jamar posted 41. Jacoby Stevens, I think, posted a 42. Is that right, Amos?
Yeah, and that's one of the things with Jacoby Stevens, and a lot of his numbers, I think, are going to help him because – you know, he said that he spoke afterwards that the question was obviously people knew he could play football, but did he have the athleticism to match the football they saw on tape? And, you know, you go out there and put 42, that shows you've got some explosiveness. It shows that you can probably make a couple of hits at the next level.
Chris, you know what my vertical was, Amos? You know what mine was?
39?
No, I wish. It was almost, but 37. So my calves are big fitting. The explosion.
You got those Popeye calves.
I ran the same type of 40 as a little faster. I was like 4.78. And, because I came out Marino, Elway, and all that. And so looking at the 40 time. And Amos, it wasn't just Jamar Chase. It seems like what a handful of Tigers ran unbelievable 40 times.
Yeah, Terrace Marshall had a 4.38. Racy McMath ran a 4.38, and obviously Kerry Vincent ran a 4.3. I believe it was a 4.33. He was
right.
Clocked that, but he was kind of disappointed with that. I mean, he said after, you know, I've been clocked at 25 miles per hour running, so my speed is top end. And so he expected to run a little bit faster than that, but the speed was there, and there were a lot of people on Twitter talking about okay. Who's doing the timing, but you know, this was multiple people timing, and they were all getting the same thing. Yeah, there was a lot of speed out there in Baton Rouge there.
I couldn't run a 4.3 in the 20 if you cut the 40 in half.
Well, what you mean right now?
Yeah.
No, I would say yes, but when you were younger,
yeah,
you in the Marines, maybe Christian.
I was never fast, never. I could do distance, but
so you're a marathon distance runner.
I wouldn't say marathon, I could hold my own.
So you couldn't, it matter of the shuttle run, whether it was the 40
slow.
Or the 60. So, Christian, I probably could have backpedaled and beat you.
Let's not take it too far. Amos, what was the environment like with COVID-19?
Well, obviously because of the they had to have some protocols. There's definitely the social distancing going on, with the scouts and with the people and the players themselves and watching. But, the fact that they were even able to hold a pro day, considering last year you know, pretty much all of them got canceled at a certain point. You know, that was a win in and of itself. Once you guys got the guys on the field, it pretty much felt the same. You know, you're watching the guys run the 40, you're watching them run the drills, and you're watching them, get measured. That part felt pretty much, you know, just like the olden days, you know, with the exception of the spacing and obviously, you know, less people in attendance. Yeah, I think once the guys got out there, it felt just like, you know, some of the pro days we've seen in the past.
Now, Amos, when you look at Ja'Marr Chase and, you know, everyone's part of the Who Dat Nation, or a majority of people in the Gulf South, Gulf Coast, around these parts, Ja'Marr Chase to end up with the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that could be the Who Dat Nation's second favorite team. I don't know if, you know, it's all competition in the NFL, but, you know, going to the Bengals. Now, we are the Bengal Tigers with LSU, so that might be something I think fans would be interested in watching on Sunday. If all of a sudden to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase hook up again.
Yeah, and that was something that, a question that Ja'Marr got asked a lot today, especially after posting those numbers. I think a lot of people kind of think that solidified him a little bit ahead of Devontae Smith in this draft class, you know, making him the first receiver to come off the board. So, you know, he was asked a lot about, you know, if he'd heard from the Bengals, and particularly reuniting with Joe Burrow, you know, who just, what, feels like barely a year ago,
right,
threw 20 touchdowns and 1,700 yards to him. So, and, you know, he said he wouldn't mind going up there and playing with Joe Burrow. He obviously thinks that it wouldn't just be, he even said specifically, it wouldn't just be like it was here at LSU. You know, we'd have to work to build that chemistry again and get back up to speed and, you know, figure out how to make it work in that offense. But, you know, that's a thing I think he'd be excited to do. And I think a lot of those Bengals fans would be very excited to land a player like Ja'Marr Chase, you know, for that young quarterback, Joe Burrow.
WWL's Amos Morrell III covering LSU's pro day today. Do you think, and I'm asking for an opinion here, Amos, do you think that Ja'Marr Chase will have a better career than Odell Beckham Jr.?
I got to tell you, it's an interesting thing. I think one of the things Ja'Marr does maybe a little bit better than Odell is Ja'Marr has that ability to go up and snag some passes. Odell, seemed to really make his money. I mean, obviously with the great catches and you know, the highlight reel catches, but he also seemed to really, you know, make a lot of his money getting deep, getting over the top of these defenses. And in some cases, the yards after the catch, both of those things are things that Ja'Marr Chase can do. But I think, you know, you get down in the red zone, Ja'Marr is the kind of guy you can throw it up to, and he'll go up, snag it, and come down with it. And I think that's something maybe that Odell, you know, just hadn't really shown to be doing much of in the NFL.
Bobby, I'll ask you the same question. Do you think Ja'Marr Chase will end up having a better career than OBJ?
OBJ is not even the best receiver on his team. You know who's more consistent? Jarvis Landry. I mean, that's just a fact. You got to be available to be held accountable. I'm not just looking at the explosive plays, but consistency. Jarvis Landry has been one of the greatest LSU receivers in the history of LSU in pro football. Look at his numbers and the consistency. He's a dog. I mean, I'm not saying Odell Beckham's not hard, but I think it'd be in the Browns' best interest. Now, I don't know how they could do that with a contract. For Odell Beckham not to be a part of the Browns. Odell Beckham is still amongst the best receivers, but send him to another team. I think Baker Mayfield at times felt the pressure with playing OBJ with Odell Beckham. Oh, I got to throw the ball. I got to throw him the ball. No, how about just winning the game and playing a team sport? I think Jarvis Landry is more that type player. So when you compare like Ja'Marr Chase to like Odell Beckham, I would say if Ja'Marr Chase could be like Jarvis Landry, that'd be huge success in the National Football League.
Amos Morrell III, he covered LSU's Pro Day earlier. Go ahead, Amos. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny you say that because, you know, Jarvis Landry is one of the guys who Ja'Marr said he's been reaching out to, you know, just for advice on the process and what to expect, as he's going through the draft process. So it's funny you say that, it might be better for him to have a career like Jarvis would. You know, it seems like that's a guy that, sort of become somewhat of a mentor for him.
Amos, I know everybody was wearing masks, but did you spot anybody of note in particular with the Saints that were in attendance?
No big names. I didn't get a chance to see them. I was really focused on the actual drills and whatnot, so I didn't really get a chance to see. But I know they were obviously represented at the pro day. I mean, you know, there's several guys. Obviously, they're probably not going to have a shot at the Ja'Marr Chase unless they make a very drastic move. Probably might not even have a shot at Tyler Shelvin, depending on, you know, how the draft shakes out. But Tyler Shelvin's a guy that, you know, they've been in contact with. That they've talked to him. And, you know, there's some other guys that could be looking at. One of them, Racy McMath, a guy who, you know, said today he made a lot of his big plays at LSU on special teams, and he said that's one of the things that teams have been very interested in him for. And you guys know that special teams is very important in the NFL, and, you know, the Saints have shown that they're a team that's willing to invest in special teams. So, you know, he's a guy that could be on their radar too. So, you know, a lot of guys for them to potentially look at, if not Ja'Marr Chase, just because, I mean, you're going to have to see one of those, like, headliner blockbuster trades for them to get in the running of that guy.
Now, Amos, when you look at LSU fans, Saints fans, or vice versa, you know, nothing against Will Clapp. You know, we have LSU Tiger, and he's contributed, been that jumbo tight end. He's plug and play along the offensive line. But I think fans in general, they would want more like a skilled player from LSU playing for the Saints, kind of like Devery Henderson. And you look how Devery, under Sean Payton, how he even got better being that deep threat. So I just think fans in general, they look at, I don't know, you could be like a Patrick Peterson or a cover corner or guys in space or the receivers or like a Leonard Fournette, or whether it's a running back. Now, we all know he's with the Buccaneers. But I think sometimes the linemen don't get appreciation. They go like, oh, why don't the Saints get more LSU players? And you tell them, oh, well, they have a player, Will Clapp. No, I'm
that
talking.
Count.
I'm talking about a skilled player.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things. I was kind of thinking about this today when I was, you know, looking at guys that potentially could be a fit for the Saints. And you know, you look at the sort of the roster, you know, one of the only cornerbacks LSU's got coming out this year is Kerry Vincent, and you know, he's done some of his best work at corner in the slot. And if any place the Saints are set at in the secondary, it would be that slot position. You know, whether it's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, PJ Williams, they've got guys right now that can play that position. So you got to kind of take him out of the running. And you know, when you kind of look back at these last few drafts, you know, there's been some guys that probably would have fit with the Saints, but you know, you look at last year, Justin Jefferson. You know, he wasn't going to be around when the Saints picked just because of the way he did at his pro day. He ran that impressive 40 time. And you look at some of the guys they have this year, you know, it kind of almost seems like a timing thing, you know, that like the guys that that fit maybe just aren't going to be lined up with where the Saints are picking or the moves they need to make to get to them.
Amos Morrell, the third part of our WBL digital content contributor. And Amos, Jabril Cox, did he work out today?
No, he didn't work out. Reports were that he was dealing with a bit of a hamstring injury. But, you know, he's a guy that was able to actually participate in the Senior Bowl. So a lot of the scouts that were going to be there today, you know, got to have a close-up look at him and see, you know, just how versatile of a player he is and how, you know, just all the things he could do. And, you know, he's a guy that when you see him, you know, you're going to be impressed. You know, tall, lengthy linebacker who's shown the ability to passing game and, you know, line up against receivers. So, you know, he didn't get a chance to work out. I think they're expecting him to have some sort of his own pro day down the line. But, you know, I don't think that'll hurt his draft stock too much. I think he's still very much up there with those top linebackers in this class.
I think that's a player the Saints could have their eye on. A linebacker can run like that. They need that.
He can run sideline to sideline. To me, he's almost like a poor man's Patrick Queen, you know, and all of a sudden Patrick Queen, look where he got drafted with the Ravens.
Would that help the Saints?
Yeah, but we need someone to compliment DeMario Davis. Listen, Alex Anzalone's gone. I can't think of it now from the 49ers who got hurt.
Quan Alexander.
That you don't know. I mean, is Achilles, how he's going to come back? But I'm telling you, it's a copycat league, and the Saints and a number of NFL teams, they look at the Buccaneers. Even though Levante David, you know, Levante David is the oldest player on the Buccaneers right now. Talk about a stud year in and year out. They hit the lottery with him.
He's not older than Tom Brady.
No, but I'm talking about like the Bucks, the oldest player in the Bucks. Tom Brady just got to the Bucks.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about like within the organization.
Longest tenured. Okay.
And then look, Levante. Levante David and Levante David, the LSU guy.
Devin White.
Yeah. Thanks, Amos. Yeah, Devin White. No, I'll tell you, teams are trying to copy that. And we had that. And then Kwon Alexander gets hurt.
Amos Morrell III, great work as always, man. Thanks.
Oh, anytime, guys.
All right. He's our WWL digital content producer. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, LSU coach Paul Maneri will join us at 5:10. The Tigers took down South Alabama, but they got three games, Bobby, starting tomorrow against number one ranked Vanderbilt.
Man, I just hope they win one. Christian, I think it would be a great accomplishment if they beat Vanderbilt one time. Just don't get swept at the box. Come on.
Yeah, look, they're facing Jack Leiter.
Well, the top two.
Kumar Rocker.
But then how about maybe you could be 0-2 and you win on Sunday? Oh, you win on Saturday because it's Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, right?
Listen, I know this is going to, again, sound like, oh, I'm just making excuses for LSU. Oftentimes how you point out real facts about Drew Brees and the Saints, et cetera.
Right, right.
The LSU Tigers lost the series three games by a combined four runs against Tennessee. So they're there. It's not like they're getting blown out 14-1 in the SEC. Now, that might happen with Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt's not just, Bobby, they're not just a pitching finesse team.
They can hit.
They can hit. They're ninth in the country in average, in batting average. They're 13th in home runs.
Well, the baseball 101, I think Coach Maneri would agree with this. All I know is you cannot walk people and strike out a bunch of times.
That's like the turnover margin. Yeah. In football, it really is.
No matter who you play.
And the penalty yardage racked up against you.
Yeah. Well, we got ducks on the pond. We're striking out.
The good news is, and I know it's South Alabama, but they did hit well last night.
Yes.
With runners
so they didn't pout. They didn't pout what happened against Tennessee. They won the midweek game. But then, obviously, stepping up in competition.
Yeah.
When you're going against the Commodores.
That's not Jack Leiter you just did that to. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Bobby's giving me the index finger. Go ahead, Bobby.
No, because my wife talked to me about this. Please tell Bobby, this is from 5911. It's not a commercial, but I'm just, because my wife and I were just talking about this. Please tell Bobby that we have one of the best shoulder surgeons right here at Tulane in the Gulf Coast region. His name is Dr. Felix Savoy, and has had both, in this caller says, I've had both my right and left shoulders done by him. And they are both 100%. I'm not going to say his name, but he said, and you know what? My wife went to Dr. Savoy and got treated. And her shoulder, I mean, you know, sometimes, oh, just cut on him. He looked at her where she was at. No, I'm going to give you a rehab schedule. And then her shoulder's back, and you want to try to push back or avoid surgery as long as you can. So thanks for that text. Now I have a lot of confidence because I've heard of Dr. Savoy from Tulane, that amongst the best shoulder surgeons around. I'm not trying to give no plug or nothing, but I'm just keeping it real.
I got you.
That the proof's in the pudding. If you're good, you're good. They got good lawyers, bad lawyers, good doctors. I don't want to say bad doctors, but it's all different levels.
Are you ready to win $1,000? The code word this hour is plant. That's PLANT. Text that word to 72881. That's 72881. Every weekday, every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., you get a chance to win $1,000 in our Odyssey National Cash Contest. The next play is coming up in 1 hour, actually tomorrow morning, excuse me, in the 7 o'clock hour. Good luck from all of us at WWL. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. LSU skipper Paul Maneri is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.